Hi, it's Mark. It's Mick Hogan, Radio Boo. And this is an audio mo. But it'll be probably an audio mo in advance for the days, well, one of the days that I won't be here to record any. So I'm just trying to do my best to get some in before I go. And if you see it coming up as day 15, when it's only day 14 or something like that, then you'll know what's happened. But anyway, I was listening to, amongst others, Graham at Black 73 Cat, or sometimes as I try to type it in as Cat 73 Black, or 73 Black Cat. I was listening to Graham, and he was talking about having to sell his train set, and how the guy he bought it off originally was a guy that's apparently, and hopefully, and I do hope he does come, Graham, to buy it back off you. But what Graham was saying was that what he's apparently going to get financially for his train setup and all accoutrements is a few pounds short of what he would get if he had sold out on eBay and through PayPal, as it were. So with their charges, and that's just what I want to talk about. Just I haven't sold a lot on eBay for quite a while, but I do use PayPal quite regularly, especially to send money as gifts. And PayPal is, to me, is one of the excellent resources to us out there. I use it for quite a lot of things. I mean, I can send money to the other side of the world almost instantly to a mobile phone or to an email address, as long as it's logged with PayPal. And there's no charges either way, so if I send £50, £50 goes. And PayPal is brilliant. But what happened was, I sold two items recently, and one was my old iPad, if you like, and I sold that for £170-something, which is pretty damn good considering it was cracked. Cracked but not broken, if that makes sense. The other one was my GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition with some extras, and I sold that, and I'll tell you, I was really amazed, honestly, really amazed. I got £320 for that, and plus postage, which was covered exactly. So £320 bottom line, gross. £320. So when I checked my PayPal account, PayPal sends you an email saying that the person involved in the transaction has sent you a payment, and you can go immediately to PayPal and check it out. So it gives all your details. If you use PayPal, you know what I'm talking about. So when I went to look online after the two transactions, I thought, my God, that first one's got £11.70 or £11.80 off it. Well, that's a PayPal fee, and then £7, nearly £7 for the lesser item, if you like. I thought, oh my God, that's hell of a steep. So I contacted PayPal and asked them to explain it, and the girl was very good and said that that is the standard charge, nothing has changed. It's just because the value of the goods you've sold is just based on a set percentage fee. And I said, well, I've never seen that before, you know, that amount. And she said, well, looking back to, and she went, she quoted two or three from last year where you sold something for X amount and it was £3 or £2 for fees. And I thought, oh, God, I forgot all about all those, because most of the transactions that I do involves no fees. So she was right enough, and I felt slightly humbled and embarrassed the fact that I'd phoned up to complain. But anyway, what I'm getting around to is, eBay at the moment, by the way, are offering 20 free listings per month. Now, that's just based on private listings, not commercial stuff at all. So, which is good, because you usually make a few pounds at you if you decide to have a fancy listing and add be things in, you know. So that's good. But they're still taking 10% off the total, the tally. So basically, I got £320 for the GoPro. eBay will take £32 from that. I'm glad they're not taking any fees, because that would have added. And PayPal took £11.70 or whatever off. So £32 plus, say, almost £12. £44 from my £320. Yes, it is getting down, isn't it? And the same with the same percentage, as it were, for the iPad. So, you know, for a long while I've been kind of complaining to myself about eBay's charges, and then I completely forgot about PayPal's charges. So although it looked great at getting £320, now suddenly realise I'm £44 off that. And if there had been listing fees, it'd been even more than £44. So, I agree with Graham. It's just that they're getting a wee bit out of hand. And someone mentioned to me recently that there is a direct competitor now for eBay. I don't know what it is. They didn't actually say. They just said they'd heard that there's eBay's getting competition now from something else. And I don't know what it is. I know we have Gumtree and over here, and we have AdTrader. But, you know, if you want to hit the biggest market, it's definitely eBay. And I suppose they're just monopolising on the fact that they're reaching so many people. It's international, isn't it? But to be honest, I'd be happy just to deal with someone. Gumtree's good, it's okay, but there's not really a lot of people think instantly to go to Gumtree. People instantly think of going to eBay. And I wish there was something far... Well, when I say far better, I have to, you know, point out that eBay is an excellent way of selling things. It, without a doubt, it's a brilliant, what's it called? Is it a program? A brilliant source resource, whatever you want to call it. It definitely is. But now, you know, these charges are getting on top, and if you've got PayPal charges on top of that, then if I had sold that item for £320 on Gumtree, guess what I got? £320. Exactly. You know. But then again, we're back to the old scenario of Gumtree not covering and not even being thought about instantly as eBay is. I know in America they did have, and I'm assuming they still have it, Craigslist, which apparently is massive. And I had heard about another one in the States, which is pretty damn good. I think Sassy Cat mentioned it fairly recently, actually. I may be wrong, of course. But I'm sure Cat mentioned a sales resource over there in the States. So, yeah, Graham, you're right. You know, these fees are getting horrendous now. And when you see your total, your gross total being knocked down to quite a deficiency of net, well, doesn't that sound like someone knew about funds and money and big words, isn't it? I don't know where it came from. Anyway, yes. So, next time I've got anything that's to sell, I'm going to try Gumtree or try and find something else. When I sell anything that's bulky, I never sell it on eBay. You know, if you're selling, you know, 100 monoblocks, just for example, or a chest of drawers or anything, I never ever put it on eBay. I just put it straight in Gumtree because there's no postage possible unless the other person's prepared to pay. It's just not worth the hassle. And Gumtree seems to be actually just as good, or almost as good, at finding people looking for those kind of things. It seems to be almost like the, you know, the second-hand, more domestic, more constructional, more, I don't know what kind of resource it is. But a lot of people tend to go in there for that. So anything's got to be better than losing so much money. You may well say that if I'd sold it in Gumtree, or sold the items in Gumtree, I wouldn't have got as much as £320. And you may be absolutely correct, but then again, I may have. And at the end of the day, I sold it on eBay and lost, what, £44 between eBay and PayPal. So if you take that down for £320, okay, so we're talking about £276. If I got my math, that's an American expression, my math's correct. £276, so if I sold it in Gumtree for £270, £280, without all the hassles of having to post a big fancy ad on eBay, well, there you go, just like Graham. Probably have worked out even better. So, there you go. And maybe my expectations wouldn't have been as much. Because when you see that figure, you have sold your item for £320. Wow, fantastic. Never thought I'd get that. Wait a minute. I'm going to end up with £276. Ah, well, there you go. Bye for now.